A common task that is set for students is to produce a presentation, whether it's individually or in teams. But finding the time in lessons for them to be able to undertake those presentations, particularly if you've got 30-odd students in a class, 30-odd presentations can take up quite a chunk of time. So you need to find ways they can have an authentic audience, but yet still get feedback on what they're doing, but not take up too much time in lessons. One possible way that you might do that is to use an online presentation tool like Slideboom. What Slideboom does is provide you with the opportunity to upload presentations and then have them delivered online. Now, this isn't presentation in the sense of working in front of an audience, but it's putting the information together onto in a way that an audience can view them. Slightly different way. Imagine an online audience. How do you actually put a presentation for people to view who won't actually be necessarily in the room with you at the time? So it's a slightly different technique to the live presentations and might be one worth developing. Boom, you can upload presentations of different flavours. So Microsoft Office, different sort of 2007-2010, also OpenOffice presentations. And what Slideboom then does is turn them into a graphical representation of your presentation. I think it's in maybe an HTML5, might be Flash, not quite sure. But any of the animations that you have incorporated be converted into there so that the animation is still visible. The presentations you want once they're online, and you have to create an account in order to do that. The free one limits the number of features that you've got available, but still allows you quite generously 100 presentations, so that's not too bad. By going for the paid option, you get the obviously the features, but you also get in the pro version the capability to have private groups, and that might be something that's quite appealing within a school context. However, just by setting your presentation online correct, the URL that's provided with the presentation can be a way of keeping it fairly anyway. If you set it to private and don't allow it to be viewed in the public, but still share the URL group, then that's like a halfway house of keeping things fairly secret. The crucial thing, though, is that Slideboom allows you to comment, give a thumbs up or thumbs down. Now, done sensitive, that might be useful undertaking a peer review of the presentations that you produce and allowing students to give, as I said, an alternative way for students to produce a presentation for an authentic audience and get feedback. So that's part of one way of using an online presentation tool.